Putting his hands into his pockets, he stretched out his legs in front of the fire and laughed heartily for some minutes.
"Well, really!"
he cried, and then he choked and laughed again until he was obliged to lie back, limp and helpless, in the chair. "What is it?"
"It's quite too funny. I'm sure you could never guess how I employed my morning or what I ended by doing."
"I can't imagine. I suppose that you have been watching the habits and perhaps the house of Miss Irene Adler."
"Quite so. But the sequel was rather unusual. I will tell you, however. I left the house a little after 8 o'clock this morning in the character of a groom out of work. There is a wonderful sympathy in Freemasonry among horsey men. Be one of them, and you will know all that there is to know. I soon found Bryony Lodge. It is a bijou villa with a garden at the back, but built out in front right up to the road, 2 stories. Chublock to the door, large sitting room on the right side, well furnished, with long windows almost to the floor, and those preposterous English window fasteners which a child could open. Behind there was nothing remarkable, save that the passage window could be reached from the top of the coach house. I walked round it and examined it closely from every point of view, but without noting anything else of interest. I then lounged down the street and found, as I expected, that there was a mews in a lane which runs down by one wall of the garden. I lent the ostlers a hand in rubbing down their horses, and received in exchange 2d, a glass of half and half, 2 fills of shag tobacco, and as much information as I could desire about Miss Adler, to say nothing of 6 other people in the neighbourhood in whom I was not in the least interested, but whose biographies I was compelled to listen to.